Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Before the break, I mentioned there somebody called it a no-brainer. A no-brainer when it comes to the Lions pick at three. Did you hear Chris Spielman this morning on with the morning show?
A little bit.
Here's what he had to say about potential Detroit Lion pick at number three, Jeffrey Okuda.
There's no doubt I take Okuda. Corner is such a hard position to fill, right? And corners play young. The shelf life of the corner is probably 27, 28 on average when they hit 27 or 28. Jeff Okuda is the best corner in the game. And we know how important and how, first of all, we know how bad the Lions pass defense was last year. It just wasn't where it needs to be.
With Slay.
And so, yeah, so, you. Well, I think Darius was hurt a couple games, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
He missed a couple. And so I think with the signing of the free agents and you bring in a young corner that's going to be talented, he'll learn on the job. He's a great kid. He didn't have any holding penalties last year. He didn't have any DPIs. He's a big corner. He's a fierce competitor. And so, to me, it's a no-brainer.
So there was that from Chris Spielman this morning. Ryan Clark on ESPN also added this about Jeffrey Okuda.
He's just hard to catch footballs on. When you watch how competitive he is on each and every throw that comes in his direction, it's something that defensive coordinators will salivate over. When you see a guy who is long, he's strong, he's able to play the ball in the pocket. Also, is great in off coverage and playing press bell, which Ohio State used a lot when he was there and he started. Now listen, he played across from other good, talented guys, so it wasn't like they were staying away from Jeff Okuda. He was just able to make plays, and he was hard to make plays on. And so I think when it comes time to make that selection at three, the Detroit Lions will be looking at Jeff Okuda to replace Darius Slay Jr., who they lost in a trade to the Philadelphia Eagles. That's
one of the— Okay, so look, obviously I'm okay with that pick. From day one, he's been the guy that I would take with that pick at three. There are other guys that still, I mean, we're what, probably like 14, 15 days away from our final mock draft. And I admit I could change by that time. I kind of think just a reset on how good this guy is. This is not some chump that they're talking about taking. Here's the thing. The best of all worlds remains selecting. If you're going to take Okuda, the best case scenario is you take Okuda at five or six. And as I've said it before, I would accept them at three. I really, really, really like the pick at five or six. And I think that's signed everybody everywhere.
Well, yeah, I think I accept them at three as well. I mean, I'm a Tua guy at this point, but I'm not pissed if they take Okuda. It's an obvious need, and he's an outstanding player. The only way I get pissed is if Chase Young is available and they pass on Chase Young to take Okuda.
You won't be pissed if they pass on Tua to take Okuda.
No, because I would take Chase Young over Tua.
Okay. I want to make sure we're clear on that. 248-539-9797.
Joe Burrow, for that matter. I mean, Burrow is my number one guy, period. Chase Young is my number two guy, period. And my number three guy, period, I guess, is Tua.
You know, because of this whole thing, we won't be doing the draft party at 24 seconds. By the way, are they still doing carry out?
That they are.
That's
every night, so yeah. Up till 9 o'clock, I believe. 5 to 9, I believe.
Last year, I was in the TJ Hockenson camp, and it was a lonely camp, a lonely outpost. And when the pick was made, the booze that showered down at me, it was okay. I think we might have been due for a repeat. If it were Tua or Akuda and we were at 24 seconds and I was already buying a bunch of people beer, I think I would be one of the first guys ever to buy 25 guys a beer and then get booed.
Oh, boy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.